with the continuation of our message that we titled, what's the title? Carry your Bible and stand up. For the text, Mark chapter 11. For the text, Mark. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Are we there? Verse 15. Come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that do what? Sold and bought in the temple. And overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold those. I will not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? Pharisees and Sadducees, they were the denominations of that time. But you have made it a den of thieves. Now, listen, church. You have to understand scripture. When you read the Bible, understand it, because somebody will soon use this scripture and say, why are we selling tape? Cassette there. Amen. So understand what this verse is saying. See, in verse 15, it says, and they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went to the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple. They sold and bought in the temple. It means they were trading, Abby. But you will understand what type of trading when he now call it a den of thieves that they were stealing. Why will you call trading again and say they are stealing? They are thieves. It's not bazaar. That scripture is not bazaar. Because bazaar, you don't deceive anybody. A thief comes to steal. Do you understand what I mean? If I tell you this one costs this amount and you come and buy it, have you stolen? You have not stolen. Praise the Lord. But why did he call it stealing? Because those things should have been given to the people freely. They are instead selling it. That makes them thieves. Hallelujah. Anointing for sale. And we picked our bearing from Matthew 25 verse 9. Where he told us foolish people, foolish virgins. And they should go rather to them that sell and buy your own oil for yourself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all we have been trying to say, it's a very serious message I am preaching. I'm taking my time to say it because I know the whole world will hear it. Some will send their church members secretly to come and buy the tape. Some will listen to it in our broadcast. But remember, we are not talking to everybody. We are not even preaching and believing that they will stop it. No, they will not stop it. But we are talking to the true children of God that are in those cages. That there is a message in the land. And that message is what we are preaching. It is only for those who have ears to hear. And it is not for religious people. It is not even for everyone that says he's a Christian. For not all Christians are of Christ. They are for the bride of Jesus Christ, what we are saying. And if those are listening to me now, listen very, very carefully. Because what I'm preaching is not the usual gospel. What I'm preaching, hallelujah, is something that looks very confrontational. But we must confront the devil. If you are in the ministry of deliverance, or God prophet, you are in the ministry of confrontation. And every preacher is confronting sin. Every preacher is confronting the devil, Satan and his kingdom of darkness. And he appears in several ways. And we are here confronting those who disguise themselves as angels of light. We are here to remove the light so that their true darkness will be known. So that their source will be known. So that the children of God that are following those will retrieve their steps and follow God in spirit and in truth. Remember, we shall read some scripture also. 2 Peter chapter 2. Remember, this is a prophecy. Verse 1 and verse 2. When they left the wilderness journey from Egypt to the promised land, when Christianity also came to deliver us from the world to the promise of God for salvation, what did he say? But there we are at the wilderness, false prophets also among the people, even as their future in grace shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. Even deny the Lord that brought them and bring upon them themselves swift destruction. Verse 2, I say, and many shall follow that same way, their pernicious ways, and by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even spoken of. Is that scripture not fulfilled in our day? 1 Timothy chapter 4. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 and verse 2. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, are we not in the end time? That is the latter times. Some shall depart from the faith. Which faith? The faith, the apostolic faith. The faith that was delivered to us by our apostolic fathers. Give heed, they will not be listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. What are those people saying? They are speaking lies in hypocrisy. Why? Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Seducing spirit. What is a seducing spirit? Seducing spirit is a spirit that wants to take, you know, when you talk of seduction, you are talking about, deception. Deception to have an affair with the wrong person. Deception to make you do something you should not do. And remember, salvation is a spiritual marriage that is going on. So anytime you talk about seduction, you are talking about a man and a woman. It is either the man or the woman seducing the other to come and have an affair with him or her. And that man or that woman is not supposed to, because she has her own man that she's legally supposed to be having that affair with. But you are trying to take his or her mind away from her legal partner to have an illegal relationship with you. That is a seducing spirit. The seducing spirit wants to take people away from the truth into error, from Christ to Antichrist. That is it. That is the spirit that the prophet is prophesying. Can we read it again? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read it again. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly. It's a prophecy that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Which faith? Seducing you. And if you are waiting for this prophecy to be fulfilled, it is already fulfilling now before our eyes. where you will see something written in the scripture and somebody is telling you another thing. And that is, the same spirit is started right back then in the first church age. As we see Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We read it last week. Verse 1 to verse 4. Can we read it? It's that same seducing spirit. Would you go, you bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. Apostle Paul was very angry. Because he established the church. He came back and found what was going on. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you, spiritual marriage. Espoused you to one husband. Who is that husband? That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Undiluted, unpolluted by false doctrine. You will hold on to only your husband and remain truthful to him. The next verse. But I fear, lest by any means, as it happened in the Garden of Eden, the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Verse 4. That's where I am going. For if he that cometh in the name of the Lord, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, with an anointing, because they don't come anyhow. They come something that will make you think they are from God. They come with sometimes extraordinary, unusual anointing. Watch all of them. There is one identity they have. All of them. Hallelujah. There is some unusual, extraordinary, super anointing around them. Seriously. Watch all of them. All of them. Suddenly this new phenomenon has just started manifesting. And it's going around. It's going around. Everybody is desiring to get it. They are the ones now being recognized until they are threatening the big, big grammar speaking ministers. All those motivational speakers that change. Because I told you one time that there are two groups of people that infiltrated Christianity. Number one, they are the motivational speakers. They are professional speakers. They are trained to motivate the corporate world. Motivate the workers in your corporation. It's a profession. They charge them. They come and they speak. Then suddenly, they found a very good ground. Christianity. Watch them. All they have is the grammar in their mouth. Nothing more, nothing more. But when they finish talking to you, if any area they want to talk about, and of course, all they talk about is prosperity. Because that is what they specialize in motivating people to increase their turnover in their corporations. They specialize in empowerment. They now bring it to the church. Amen. And then they use that big, big grammar and motivational skill. None of them has the Holy Ghost. But they have mouth, grammar, intelligence. It's a profession. Every profession, you must excel in it. If you're an architect, you must excel in it. If you're an accountant, you must excel in it. And if you're a motivational speaker, you must excel in it. If you are also a comedian, you must excel in it. It's a profession. Comedy is a profession. Suddenly, people were not, it was not a profession before, but suddenly, you soon discovered, Ali Baba, I heard him saying something like, that he's just being himself, oh, we just talk, people, they laugh. Then suddenly he discovered that he can charge people to come and hear his jokes. And they will pay. He said, money, they didn't see where I just take candidate there. Then he said, now, nah, he be comedian. So, he's in the business. He said he will abuse you and collect your money. You pay him for abusing you. You will laugh. Is he not a professional? Amen. Do you know that we are not having gospel comedians? Eh? We have gospel comedians. Come and laugh for Jesus. It's the spirit. They open the door and it is entering the church. Do you know in the church now we have cultural show? Come and show where you come from. When the Bible is trying to remove your identity, where you come from, so that we see ourselves as one in Christ. A spirit is trying to make you see yourself as a Yoruba man, an Igbo man, and this. Come and show God in your culture. God is in every culture. Come. The reason is their pastors. Watch all those who do that. They go about with Valentine. Saint Valentine. They celebrate Valentine in the church. Watch all of them. All of them find out what they were doing before. Motivational speakers. All of them. And none of them can heal headache. Amen. Amen. So suddenly they now change from a motivational speaker to Reverend Dr. Pastor. And then they are having people because people want to hear such things. Come and see how their churches expand. There's one church, it's always in the newspaper advertising one gathering of people or together. One covenant something. Everywhere, gathering of something, something, gathering of this. And then they are bringing professor, somebody from one university, another professor, somebody, another one that excel in industry and industrialists. They should come together and then they gather. It is a church organizing that program. They have now converted what they were doing in the world because they found a more prosperous ground in the church of Jesus Christ. The second group are the ones I have told you several times. The Babalawo that they were losing, the Simon the Sorceresses. Business not do again because everybody is running to church. And since everybody is running to church, will I say we're hungry, go why else here? We too. Say, no vision that they look for. Babalawo not see vision. If I tell you what thing they go wrong with you, and everything he says is correct. In fact, Babalawo doesn't even lie. Amen. As long as you give him what he wants, he will tell you what. I mean, the real Babalawo. Praise God. Eh? So now he's losing market. Before you know what, they are wiser in their generation than the children of the kingdom. They are always thinking of how to make it. And they don't care how they will make it. They will make, they must make it. And before you know what, they have changed from Babalawo to prophet doctor. All of them, they are prophets. And watch it. See, it's very easy to identify them. I'm telling you. Very, very easy. Look at those. Anybody that has a genuine call of God, there is a humility that goes with it. Even if he goes in error, you will still see the element of that humility. Watch it. Amen. They look at somebody like Adeboye. He answers, Pastor. And nothing more than that. And yet, that is somebody with a doctorate degree in mathematics. That is somebody that was a lecturer in the university. But when God, he decided, or now God called him, or now he decided to come into Christianity, I mean, to the ministry full time, praise God. You know, I choose my language when I'm talking. Amen. Because some people, God called them. Some call themselves. So, but when he decided to come in, watch it. He's answering pastor. Despite how popular his ministry has come. Then watch these Babalawos that have come now to change from Babalawo to Christianity. Watch them. That man can cannot write his name. That man cannot even read the Bible. But as soon as he starts, he becomes doctor. Look, even the titles don't even flow. Prophet, doctor, apostle, engineer. They will line up. Where did you acquire all this? Where did you start? What impact have you made even in the theological world? Because they are supposed to be theological titles. So what have you contributed to the theological world that they have recognized you with such titles? Nothing. They are only to attract attention. Nothing more. They are the ones who want to expose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If anyone come, verse 4. Let's read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached. See, he's talking we. Who are the we? Who are the we? So they are our standards. They are our standards. Take note of that. So there is another Jesus whom we have not preached. Or if you receive another spirit, there is another spirit that the people are receiving, which you have not received. Or another gospel. There is another gospel which you have not accepted. You might well bear with him if that person comes, so that you will know how to face such a person. And this is how we are facing them now. We owe a duty to do that. There is another spirit. There is another Jesus. There is another gospel. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Take note. Galatians chapter 1. From verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon, verse 6, removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. They began to believe and practice things that were scriptural, which is not even another gospel per se, but there have been some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. They pervert, they spoil, they destroy. They pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we, the apostles, have preached unto you, let that person be blessed. Let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Let that person be accursed. It happened among the Israelites in the Old Testament. Jeremiah chapter 4, chapter 48. God was sounding that word in verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 48 and verse 10. He says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. I read it again. Meditate very well on it. He said, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord. You are doing the work of God, but you are doing it deceitfully. One category. Another category again. He said, and cursed be he that keepeth his back his sword from blood. What is he saying here? You are doing the work of the Lord, but you are doing it deceitfully. 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 Amen. And another group. Hallelujah. He that keepeth back his sword from blood. That is, you that know something is wrong and you refuse to challenge it. You are also cursed. judge not. I don't want to judge. I don't want to judge. Hey, come and explain this scripture for me. You know something is going on. Even in this church, listen, if you know a brother and a sister, they are caught in ordinary courtship, they have not married, but they are living together, then they eat what they should not eat, and you don't challenge it, and you don't do something to stop it, say you are cursed. Because you know what they are doing is wrong. You cover it. See? You know the scripture is being broken. You know the brother is a drunkard. You know the brother is a foreigner. You know he's a fornicator. You know it, you know it, you know. And you don't correct it. He said you are cursed. Because you have not done anything to stop it. If any minister in this church charges you money, and you didn't know that it was wrong, and later on you find out that it is wrong, and he has been doing it for other people, and you don't do something to for that minister to stop it, he said you are cursed. And the reason why you don't do it is because you are afraid. Do you know some people are afraid to report certain things happening in the church? So that they're not going to say that because of me, then that person come up from church. If that is your attitude, he said you are cursed. Not me talk, I'm reading Bible. So many people cursed, they follow you don't know. That's why. Every day, struggle. The accuser of the brethren has something to accuse you. You are covering up iniquity. You are not light, you are darkness. Because if you are true light, if they see you, they will run. If a brother attempts to sleep with you, and you manage escape, the next place you have phone is to call and report the matter. If you cover and say, I leave you with God. Then you see him in the church. He's even the leader of your group. And then you say, well, I leave him to God. You have not left him to God. God left him with you. That's why he exposed you. So that you will do something after you have known who he is. And you refuse to do something according to the scripture, you are cursed. Oh! This pastor, I don't like the way he preaches. Then why did he come here? Who forced you to come here? I will preach, oh! I will not be a curse, oh! Anything why I not say that bad when my eyes see my ear here, I go talk him, oh! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know that Phinehas? We know the story of Phinehas. Eh? You saw what he did. The people are suffering. People are dying because of fornication. A cursing they brought. And all of a sudden, they are crying, saying, Lord, Lord, then the thing they cry for, the one useless man went and carried one of those Moabitish women and then went and was sleeping in the tent and he saw it. He didn't say, Moses, you see, they relax this your thing too much. You know that's what happened. Somebody will see something going wrong, then they will be blaming Pastor Moses. They will be blaming Pastor Moses. Upon all the nyanyanyanyan while they talk, they are still blaming me. Phinehas, he saw them. What did he do? He carried his javelin. Javelin. Not be knife, oh. Javelin, not be knife. You know the javelin? Eh? With anger. The man was on top of the woman, making love to her. From the top, he pinned her down, penetrated the woman, fiap, and killed all of them there. And you will say you are a murderer. That's not brotherly love. God said there should be, you should not kill. The Bible says you should not kill. God, because of that action, decided to remove the anger from the camp and promoted Phinehas. Bless him. I may fall out of favor with you because I am correcting you, but I know as I'm falling out of favor with you, God is promoting me. are many of you that fear man more than God. You serve God only with your lips, but no action to back it up. You're a hypocrite. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 9. All you false prophets, verse 9, my heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. And please, when I say prophet, there is a tendency for you people to be looking at the prophetic gift in this ministry or anywhere else. It's not just that. Every preacher is a prophet. Every minister of God, when you are standing and you are saying, God is saying, you should not do this. God is saying, this will happen to you. God is saying, bring your tithe and offering. God is saying, you are prophesying. You're a prophet. Everyone that stands behind the pulpit to say, God is saying, you are prophesying. So they are the ones God is talking to. Leaders of churches. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their cause is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, said the Lord. Wherefore, their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal. That is, they prophesied by the spirit of divination. By occultic power, by demonic influences, familiar spirits, and cause my people Israel to err. They cause God's people to err. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. He said, they commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom and the inhabitants thereof of Gomorrah. Meditate on that verse 14 very well. You will see the condition of the church. And you see the effect of the infiltration of such people. He said they commit adultery. This adultery here, amen. If you hear some stories we hear of certain men of God, if you hear what certain prophets, who say they are prophets, what they do, one commonest sin among them is the sin of fornication, adultery. Many of them have more than one wife. They have children from different people, women. Many of them marry several times over. Marry one, throw him. Using thus said the Lord. Marry another one, throw him. The commonest identity of such people with false spirit is sexual sin. The spirit of error, it comes with sexual lusting spirit. Always follow those that are false. Why? Because of the source of that spirit. A spirit that speaks lies started from the Garden of Eden. It was fornication that was on that minister, prophet, serpent. And every other one that is such a prophet with such lying spirit, watch all of them. They are fornicators. If they are not fornicators, they are homosexuals. I know some of them. He said they walk in lies. They are not straightforward. They are not honest. They walk in lies. Lies, lies. It is in these days that we hear there is arranged prophecy. And there are professional people that stage themselves in such churches. Once you can pay them very well, they know how to stage a miracle and a testimony. Do you know the evidence? After that powerful testimony, you will not see them again in that church. They have finished their assignment. They are looking for another customer. I'm telling you that is the truth, because nobody will receive a powerful miracle and not serve in that church. Go and look for that man. Hey, that they carry crutch for television. Carry crutch. Look for him. Where are you there now? You no go see him again. He has finished his business. Remember, that church is a den of thieves. It's a business place. That was why on Friday I got so angry when they said somebody in the church here, while we called prayer point was praying, he thought finished, you don't see him phone. I was so angry until I let a curse if that person did not return that phone. Of course, 5 minutes later, the person dropped the phone back. No more respect for a place of worship. How will somebody enter a church, a living church, and steal? It's because he knows there is no business than they do there. You know the business they're doing there. So he has no respect for such a place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said they strengthen also the hands of the evildoers. If a cocaine man comes to you, man of God, and pays tithes, and you collect it, and you know that he's doing evil, and you collect it, you are strengthening his hand. You are accursed. You are looking for trouble with God. And they do that. Because that person will not return and repent. A church, a true man of God, when a sinner meets with you, 10 minutes of meeting with you, something should happen. I was meditating a few days ago. I read testimonies of men and women of God of old, some of them. I read the testimony of Catherine Coma. Now, listen, church. This is very, very important that you take note of it. What is the anointing of the Holy Ghost? What is the anointing of the Holy Ghost? And what is the purpose of that anointing? For entertainment? I read somewhere they said Catherine Coma entered, just went to a town for a program. The lift, the hotel lift, as she came down from the lift in the lobby, everybody in the lobby there fell and was asking God, forgive me my sin. They were all convicted of sin. They were crying and giving their life to Christ. Without that woman preaching to them, just citing the woman, there was an anointing that flowed from her. That is to me the real anointing. I was told when this Pentecostal move started, 1906, where they gathered, they were praying. And it was happening in several places. The power of God will come down 50 meters away from the church. Anybody passing by that just enter within that radius will break down, start crying and giving their life to Christ without hearing anything. A conviction comes. Why? There is an anointing that flows. They are the ones I can say, that is an anointed woman of God. That is an anointed man of God. Brother, They come to your, William Branham said, he went to a meeting without talking to women, saying anything in his sermon about a ring, about nakedness, about dressing well. He said, before the message finished, they were battling to cover themselves. That is a genuine anointing. All of you, you know, my own may not be anointing, it may be the stand I take. And even that stand is an anointing stand. You know, if you are not ready to follow, you know you don't come close to me. You know the type of ministers you get close to. You know. Okay, when I see you, I'm not going to see you again. I drive you. I don't drive you. When you come to me, I talk about your nail. I don't talk about your nail where you paint. I talk about your hair. I don't talk about your hair. But you came around to me. You saw something. If not, why you know they come again? You used to come this way before. Why you can't change this way? And some of us ministers have visited in your homes, visited in your houses, travel with you, do waiting. You associate, you talk every day, and you think that servant of God is anointed. That man is anointed. I am telling you that you have not changed from your old ways. You are still continuing despite your closeness to that pastor. It's evidence that man is not a man of God. It's not an anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's the same anointing that Babala will have. Nothing more than that. And so people come and you encourage them in their evil. People come, you encourage them in their iniquity. Because there is nothing around you that will make them go back and think again over their lives. And it is not by commandment. You don't command anybody to live a righteous life. You convince and convict the person. If the person is obeying you, he will be doing it while he's with you. After that, when he leaves you, he's whatever he is. So you have achieved nothing. Hallelujah. None don't return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me. This is how God looks at these churches. As Sodom and Gomorrah. And what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? They perished. Hallelujah. With fire. And that fire is still waiting. Peter prophesied it. Blessed be the name of the Lord.